Blog Talk Radio.
Panda. I got broads in Atlanta, switched to Dolby in the family, credit cards in the scammers, hitting the licks in the van. Legacy, family, wait and see, look like a panda, going out like a Montana, honey killers on the helmet. Legacy, family, wait and see, panda, pockets full, Danny, selling ball, candy, man on the macho like Randy, the chopper go out for granted, this nigga full of your family. Killers on the stand. I got broads in Atlanta. Switched to Dolby in the family. Credit cards in the scammers. Hitting the licks in the van. Legacy, family. Way see, look like a panda. Going out like a Montana. Honey killers on the hammer. Legacy, family. Way see, family. Package for Danny. Selling ball, candy. Man had the macho like Randy. The chopper go out for Grammy. This nigga pull up your family. Poker killers on the stand.
Panda.
I get broads in Atlanta, twisted up leaning shit, sipping fanta. Credit cards in the scammer, wake up beside your shit, let it down. Over to Lady shit, they be acting rats, I know we clapping shit. I be pulling up something in the finest shit. I got plenty of stuff with Bugatti, but look how I tried this shit. Legacy, fanta, why is he killing no comma? Pop a perk, I got signed a gorilla, they come and kill you with bananas. From villains, I feel it, pull up in the finest. No niggas, they come and kill you on the comment. The rolling is dancing bigger than the pound, they go out for Grammy. But fully, you find it, pull up, I'ma flip it. I got bitches pull up in the giddy. I got niggas that count for digits. Say you make you a lot of new money. No killers pull off in the inner baby. CCDD pull off in the killer baby. Cola feeling pull up on filler baby. Niggas up in the baby, gon' drill it baby. Fuck, we gon' kill it baby. Get it. I got broads, yeah, I get it. I got cars, yeah, I shit it. This how I live. Did it all for a ticket. I play the bombs when he spinning. The Bobby gon' spin it. Chop the dawn doing business. Then the break fucking up shit. She doing the feeling. I begin to the chicken. Count to the chicken. And all of my niggas are split.
Panda.
I got broads in Atlanta, switched to Dolby in the family, credit cards in the scammers, hitting the licks in the bundle. Legacy, family, way and see, look like a panda, going out like a Montana, honey killers on the helmet. Legacy, family, way and see, panda, package for Danny, selling ball, candy. Man on the macho like Randy. The chopper go out for Grammy. This nigga pull up your family. Poker killers on the stamina. I got broads in Atlanta. Switched to Dolby in the family. Credit cards in the scammers. Hitting the licks in the bundle. Legacy, family. Way see, look like a panda. Growing up like a Montana. Honey killers on the hammer. Legacy, family. Way see, panda. Package full, Danny. Selling ball, candy. Man on the macho like Randy. The chopper go out for Grammy. Nigga pull up your banner. Hope the killers understand me.
Panda. Panda. Yo. What's good to y'all? It's your boy New Blood Shatta, aka American Fly Boy. This is Clash Clan Radio, hosted by Blog Talk Radio, Free Game Radio, and Clown Town. Thanks for the love. Check it out. This is like a kind of show. So we're going to be bringing y'all a lot of different things, a lot of different aspects. Anybody who's not familiar with what we got going on, we got a Facebook group here, and it's called Clown Town. We do a lot of roasting, jokes, stuff like that. It's a real good time. We laugh. We talk about everything. We got different topics that go down. All this kind of stuff is going to happen. one of the trendiest things we got going on so far is Bars on Lock Battle League. Now, anybody who's familiar with rap battles, I mean, we try to give you exactly what you're looking for. Bars on top of bars on top of bars. Myself and I guess my partner, Lexi Chappelle, who's also co-host here, and we both kind of came up with this idea, yo, we should do this online battle rap thing. So this is what we decided to do, and that's how we give it up. I'm going to kind of let Lexi introduce herself, and she's kind of so deep in 2.2 seconds.
Okay, this is Lexi Chappelle. I guess I can't say founder. I'll say co-founder of Bars on Lock Battle League, innovative way of battling. Everybody's, like you said, familiar with it, and we're just trying to take it a step further, trying to build the brand. We definitely appreciate any support that we've already gotten and any support that we can come further. Got some hot guys that's on, basically on our network, you could say. They're on, they're putting on good shows, and they're a problem, so check us out. Yeah.
Y'all already know, like I said, man, we're trying to really give y'all something different with this online battle rap thing, and hopefully, man, you actually grab on to it. We had a good battle tonight. Citrus, the clock table, my boy out of the Bronx, New York. We're gonna get him on the line soon. And he was going against Drew, Viper Kane out of Chicago. Bars, man. When I tell you these guys showed out. So I mean, y'all know a lot of the backstory. They were busy talking shit to each other for about a week and a half. You know, nigga, Drew was antagonizing this motherfucker for about a week and a half, just fucking with him, mentally fucking with him. And, I mean, I appreciate it. I think he brought the best out of Citrus. And they definitely gave us a classic battle, man. I mean, y'all
definitely
have to go right online, Class Town Radio on Facebook. I mean, these niggas went ham, yo. And, I mean, yo, like I said, man, y'all go on Facebook, Class Clown Radio, the like page. Once you go on the like page, you're going to see the battle there. You can even go on YouTube, Class Clown Radio. It's Clown Town Presents Class Clown. I mean, Clown Town Presents Bars on Lock Battle League. You can
go on
Bars on Lock Battle League or Class Clown Radio on Facebook, either one. There's two separate pages for the rap league and the radio, but we will be posting the video on both of them. Y'all can tell me what y'all think about the battle. And I think right now, I'm just going to get Citrus in on this. My boy Citrus. Hey, Citrus, you there, man?
Drew said he's here, but we can't hear him.
I think Citrus and Drew should both be on the phone right now, if I'm not mistaken.
You're not mistaken.
They should be there, but maybe they're not here. I don't know, but either way, we're going to get into all of that whenever they actually pull up. But just some more stuff that we're going to be doing. One of our silent partners, Nessa Jones, she's going to actually be introducing a lot of different content, not just battle rap-based, but, like, just discussion-based. So it'll be stuff like, I guess, relationship conversations or, you know, different politics situations. I definitely want to say, like, fuck Donald Trump every show. Like, just in case you was thinking about voting for that nigga, fuck Donald Trump. So I'm going to probably throw that out there every show just to get y'all in tune with where you need to be. I can't tell you who to vote for as long as you don't vote for Donald Trump. But she's got her own opinion.
And go out and vote.
Things.
Go out and vote.
Oh,
that's the most important thing.
Definitely vote. Go out there and do something. Be something. Be involved in the process. You can't hate the process, hate the results of the process, and don't actually go out there and do it. But, I mean, this is what we're going to do. Now, I'm probably going to get into this song real quick, just so I could kind of make sure we got the Viper Kane and Citrus the Clock Table on the line. So, all right, we're just going to play this good joint. Everybody love Bryson Tiller. He's the man right now. I'm getting a
yes,
Bryson Tiller. After Bryson Tiller, in the spirit of battle rap, I'm going to give you this Loaded Lux song. He did the Rihanna remix over. For anybody who doesn't know, Loaded Lux is like my brother. Shout out to Loaded Lux. We're going to work on getting him on the show, too, just so he can chop it up with us, man. That's like family right there, like I said. So, first off, Bryson Tiller. Second, we're going to get into Loaded Lux joint while we work out some stuff in the background. Class Clown Radio, holla at you, boys.
Don't play with us, don't be dishonest. Ay. Still not understanding this logic. Ay. I'm back and I'm better. I want you bad as ever. Don't let me just let up. I wanna give you better. Baby, it's whatever. Somebody gotta step up. Somebody saw him next up. Be damn if I let him catch up. It's easy to see that you're fitter. I am on a whole nother level. Girl, he only fucked you over cause you let him. Fuck him, girl, I guess he didn't know any better. Girl, that man didn't show any effort. Do all I can just to show you you're special. Certain it's your love that holds me together. Lately you say he been killing the vibe. Gotta be sick of this guy. Pull up skirt, get in the right. Left hand is steering, the other is gripping your thigh. Light up a spliff and get high. Shawty, you deserve what you've been missing. Looking at you, I'm thinking he must be tripping. Play this song for him, girl, I'm just listening. Girl, said he keeps on playing games and his loving ain't the same. I don't know what to say, but what a shame. If you were mine, you would not get the same. If you were mine, you would top everything. Suicide in the drop, switching lanes and a thing so fire, baby, no propane. Got good pussy, girl, can I be framed? Keep it 100, girl, I ain't no saint. But he the only reason that I'm feeling this way. Giving you the word, baby, when you get space. Pin gang, give me lay, baby, that's penetrate. Oh, baby.
I got a nigga so throw. Hold up, we can party some more. Yeah, got this drink in my cup. Got a young nigga feeling so throw. Spit fire in the world so cold. Young money got a nigga feeling no. Spit fire in the world so cold. H-Town got me feeling so throw. H-Town got me feeling so throw. Rob paint and we sip can you fold. H-Town got me feeling so throw. Spit fire in the world so cold. H-Town got a nigga so throw.
Done.
I had a main chick and then I got a new one.
Oh no.
Since she a student, but she thinks somebody's stupid.
Oh no.
Yes, I'm a NY player, I can prove it.
Watch this.
Send my rebound game, Patrick Ewing. I said, you gon' get this. In case you forgot how this. They gon' get this. I said, you gon' get this work till you know how this works. How you do that? First time in New York, you like to talk. I hear you new here. Well, happy new year. Heard you blue here, cause you're boo here. Don't know where he took up, but no Winnie with his boo here. Hey, honey. Hey,
at you. I'm from money making, making money makers move with this money. I'm making moves, play by the rules. Giant freak, not in the streets. But she said ain't no room for cover us when inside the sheets. I said, ooh, talk dirty, filthy, horse derby. She saying I've been praying, I knew the Lord heard me. And you get off early, seduce me, walk curvy. You mean queen, I'm ready to prove that I'm worthy. Your highness, you know my name, Lux, I'm delighted. Put your number in my Samsung, Delilah. I like burning stripper, curvy figure, perfect picture. Work a nigga, got a hustler and a working nigga. I said burning stripper, curvy figure, perfect picture. Work a nigga, got a hustler and a working nigga. I said, you gon' get this. Can't you forgot how this? They gon' get this.
Yo. All right, so that was Loaded Lux. Like I said, he did the work, Rihanna remix. You gonna get this work. I mean, but check it out though. We're gonna try to figure this out. I believe we should be good with the Viper Kane and Citrus. I think they're on the line right now. There's the Viper Kane in the building.
Yo, what's good, yo? Citrus is popping.
Can y'all hear me? Viper's in.
Uh-oh. So we got the two guys here right now that actually had that epic battle today.
Yeah.
I'm going to start out with Viper Kane. I'm going to let him speak to y'all about who he is, where he's from, what he was expecting, and his kind of pre-thought or afterthought of the battle. Viper, you got it, bro.
First off, thank you, Lexi. Thank you, Shada. And thank you, Citrus. If y'all, you know, first time hearing me, Viper Kane straight out of Chicago, now residing in Blue Island, and 27 years young, and I've been rapping since sixth grade, so about 12 years old, about a decade and a half in, and this battle, you know what I'm saying, I grew up loving battle culture. I definitely tune in to URL, Guerrilla Warfare, a lot of battle leagues, KOTD, a lot of battle leagues, and I have mad respect for it. The game and just lyrical content and guys going head to head like that. And this battle, man, it was actually, you know what? It wasn't at all what I expected, to tell you the truth. I got to give it to my man Citrus. He turned the tables as he is the clock table to where all bars are measured. But I got a lot of feedback. My bars were on point, but his performance basically pushed him. You know what I'm saying? And like I told him, I was going to drag him through the nine circles, in which I did, but around it, definitely, he made it out of there. So I got to give it to my man's there. He did his thing. You know what I'm saying? Like I said, we both two hungry cats who love battle culture, and I just got to hand it to Lexi, and shout out for putting this league together. You know what I'm saying? It's definitely another platform for me to express my lyrical content. So I got to give it up to y'all. And again, to my man Citrus, because we put on a classic. That was a classic.
Mm-hmm. Now, that's dope, because, I mean, I literally met Drew at 3 in the morning, man. And
3 a.m.
we were supposed to do a battle with somebody else. They flaked out. Well, one person flaked out. Then we got Viper at 3 in the morning, he pulled up, he was supposed to battle, he's like, forget it, I battle. Then the dude who was supposed to battle flaked out. So now he's here by himself, like he wants to battle. So me and him end up battling at 4 in the morning, just on a whim. And,
yeah.
I mean, man, that might have been one of the most, like, people talked about that battle, and it happened by accident. So no preparation,
yeah.
No nothing. The boy was spitting crazy. It was like, oh, shit. I'm not even used to Chicago people rapping like this. He had his own style, everything.
He definitely got his own style. You know what I'm saying? He definitely, like, flipped it. Like, you know what I'm saying? His style is real unique. And, you know what I'm saying? I just want the people to just, you know what I'm saying, accept it the way you're supposed to accept it, because he's really digging in deep with the lyrical content in the battle rap world right now. Like, he's really paving the way for other people to come and take that route. You know what I'm saying? Because it's not the average route that you would take towards a battle. You know what I'm saying? He, his style is just crazy. His bars is crazy. He got a unique style. And, you know what I'm saying, the battle tonight was just ill, yo, it was ill. Everybody's, you got everybody like, yo, that shit was crazy, you know what I'm saying? Well, shout out to Lexi and U-Blood, of course, and Drupa, you know what I'm saying, doing what we do. And tonight we made it happen, man, and it was for the people, and it feels great, man. I love it.
I got to give it to y'all, and thanks for the love. And I got to give, you know what I'm saying, I got to comment on that misconception of everybody with Chicago, because we have mm-hmm. lyrical content with Common and, mm-hmm. and Lupe and Do or Die, Twista. And then they let Chief Keef in the game, and then, you know, that kind of, you know,
true.
Put a
yeah.
kind
of turn the table on.
I think a lot of people do forget about the Lupe's and the Commons. A lot of people forget about them.
Yeah,
I don't know why they do, but a lot of people forget about that whole thing right there.
But you know what it is, though? It's the generation. It's the change.
Yeah.
In generation.
Yeah.
You got to remember, like, you just named all the lyrical people, the Twisters and the Do or Dies. Like, wow. You know what
yeah,
I'm saying?
Yeah.
I remember that. But I can't tell my 17-year-old brother, do he know a Do or Die song? Do you want to ride in the backseat? He don't know about that.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So,
yeah.
With these with Lil Durk's and Chief Keef, that's more they, you know what I'm saying? That's more of them, you know what I'm saying? So it's not
well,
pretty just much, to... it's pretty much the people, you know what I'm saying? The loop right now, you know, the kids is running it right now. And right now,
yeah.
that trap music, that drill music got it. So that's what they're
that's
going
cool.
with,
I
you
mean,
know what I'm saying? So,
but I just want to say, like, I ain't Keef, I ain't Durk, I'm not Reese. I got lyrical
none
content,
them.
And
yeah, definitely.
If any
yeah,
one
yeah,
of
definitely.
Them, if any one of them wanted to battle me like head up, like I will ice their careers. Like,
I'm gonna be honest though. I'm gonna be honest though, because Drew, you're a young guy. You know what I'm saying? I'm gonna be honest. I'm from Chicago, and you shocked me too when you came out. When you
Every,
did your first battle, you shocked me, and I'm from where you're from. So big shout
yeah.
out for that.
I shocked the world. You know what it is though, and the reason why I have lyrical content, like crazy lyrical content, my motto has always been, if you learn from the game, learn how to shock the world better than
that's
the
right.
last minute.
That's right.
And
right.
if you don't make a shocking impact, you're not gonna do anything.
Yep.
So that's why every time I come out, that's why I was messing with Citrus. Like, I started messing with him. No, real shit. I started
yeah,
messing with him.
Antagonizing me. Like Blood
yeah.
said, for a week and a half. Jesus Christ,
yeah.
I'm glad
like,
it's over. Thank God. But yeah. but yeah.
He started sweating. I started antagonizing him because it was like, okay, I could turn this either into a battle or I could turn this into a show. And like
yeah.
there's nothing to battle somebody, but when you have an amped up trailer like that, you have to create.
You have to.
Like
that trailer was like, that trailer was like, yo, y'all gonna have to do something. When I seen that trailer, I said, yo, this is not no ordinary battle. This is not no ordinary shit. Like,
right.
you gonna really have to go in because the hype behind it. It's like watching a trailer for a movie. And you like, oh, I want to see that shit. And the trailer had all the good parts. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, the movie was trash. I could have just watched the trailer and be like, all right, you know, I can't spend all this money. The trailer was hot. But the movie was whack. You know what I'm saying? So we had to put on a great show. We had to. It was no ends, if what's about it. It was
about it.
You just had to do it. You know what I'm saying? And we did it, so.
It was dope. I definitely
dope.
Want to take my hat
dope.
Off. So.
Dope. Yo, like. I told, like, it's so crazy that, like, niggas who dubbed us at first is, like, coming back. Like, the nigga Salim, he hit me up, like, yo, that trailer is on some smack shit. What the fuck y'all niggas doing over there? I'm like, where the fuck you been at, nigga? I killed you that first week, and I don't even see you no more, nigga. What the fuck happened to you? He's like, I'm about to pull back up. He's like, yo, I want to come back. I'm like, I don't know. I got to speak to Lexi and Blood. We may accept you back. I don't know yet. We'll talk about it. But you know what I'm saying? Like, that's where it's at right now. You know what I'm saying? Like I said, people going to come and go, but it's the quality that you present to the people that attract their attention. You know what I'm saying? So
true. And then I'll say
this. What'd you say, Lexi?
I'll say this, too, about Citrus. You know, Citrus, he's been down since the beginning, and every time there comes an opportunity for him to battle, he's ready. He gets better and better each battle that he does. And I definitely got to say that to you, Sister, because I think you – did you lose one? I think you lost one, right? To New Blood, right? You lost
twice. Yeah, I lost the second battle, I lost to New Blood.
But and you keep coming back, and you keep getting better and better, and I respect that about you.
You
always
but
you
know
on the
why?
Show.
No, I thank you for that too, because a lot of people, those are for the people that like really watch it though. You know what I'm saying? That I noticed that. So you know what I'm saying? But it's just the competition is getting better and better.
Mm-hmm.
My last three battles. Look at the last three people I battled. Blood, Nav, Root. These are like the best of the best. So I gotta come correct. I can't play with these niggas. I'm not playing with Blood. I'm in a ring with him. I'm not playing with Nav. With Drew, these niggas is nice. I can't play with these niggas, so I gotta set my game up. So the better my competition is, the better I'm gonna get. Keep bringing them good niggas. Keep bringing them niggas with bars. Cause I'm gonna just keep, you know what I'm saying? I'm gonna keep stepping my shit up. You know what I'm saying?
I was gearing up to go to Guerrilla Warfare for a tryout, but you know, Gracie and them taking too long, and I don't know if people notice, but Rock is my brother. Like, that's my older brother, and he signed
shout
up to Guerrilla Warfare. Shout out to Rock. Shout out to Guerrilla Warfare. Shout out to Smack. And what he did was like the reason why we met at 3 a.m. A true story. He was at work because we both work at Home Depot. And if anybody wants to use that against me in a battle, go ahead. Like, I don't know how you're going to flip that.
Nah, nigga, at least you got a job, nigga. My nigga, job. Niggas ain't even got jobs out here.
Right.
Nigga.
Nigga sitting at home talking about Drew working.
Drew, Drew works for everybody. Drew has a job, everybody.
you know people going to be like, man, you work at Home Depot. I'll be like, dude, thanks.
Yeah, thank you. We hiring. So you want a job? You need a job?
I will put in your resume. Like, but he called me.
Maybe. The only people mad is people that they can use Home Depot for. Like, they don't have houses and shit to fix up.
Facts. Facts.
Yeah, facts.
But he called me at about 1 or 2. I was trying to lay down, and just you know get ready for the next day and whatnot. He called me. He was like, "Gee, I'm signed already, so I can't do it. But would you do it?" And I said, "All right, go ahead." And then, you know, I got the rules and regulations, you know, do an intro, do, you know, 2 rounds and then, you know, put them in. And then, you know, from there, it was like, okay, at 3 a.m., I'm sleepy. How am I going to come up with anything? And it just came out. Like, I was like, okay, let's see how this goes. Like, people are not really going to, you know, because I'm sleepy right now. Nobody's really going to. And then the group chat, though, was like, dude, you said this. Like, dude, you... What? You just, I was like, really? Y'all was really listening? Like, y'all really was like, really listening? Like, I got one eye open scrolling through. I was like, yeah, I said that. I think I said that too. Like, you know, so I love this, like, you know what I'm saying, battle culture. You know what I'm saying? We're all 4 of us right now, we like battle culture. So I think
definitely.
This is what sets us apart from the people who just try to battle and those of us who actually study from the culture.
Right.
Yeah.
See, I respect a battle rapper. I hate to say it, but I respect them a little bit more than mainstream because y'all actually have to sit down and think about schemes and punchlines. And mainstream, all they got to do is jump on a beat and say some catchy shit, and it's on and popping after that. But the culture of battle rap is more effort into it.
Yeah, I agree with that. I agree with that a lot. Like, you got to put, like, more stuff together, like, for a battle rap. It's more like, I look at battle rap as a musical. You're on stage, you're rapping, you're acting, your lines out.
Mm-hmm.
Or your delivery and attract the crowd's attention. That's like a musical. That's what people do in a play.
Mm-hmm.
Hip-hop and the mainstream is more like cameras, lights, action, more like Hollywood. You feel what I'm saying? I would rather go see a Tyler Perry play on stage than see a Tyler Perry movie.
Yeah, I agree.
So I give it to the rap battlers also. So I got to agree with that. You feel what I'm saying?
But I also think of...
But that's a fact, though.
And that's a fact. Mm-hmm. You said what?
Yo. No, I was just saying that's a fact, man. Like that battle rap shit is not hard at all, man. I mean, not easy at all. Like it takes like
people
to get craft, man. Not everybody can do it. I've seen a million people try, but it doesn't happen. It comes naturally to some people. I mean, we might make it look easy, but man, that shit is work, bro. It's a whole nother ball game. But check it out, though. We're about to play like two more joints. Then we're going to come back. And I think for those of y'all who didn't get to see the battle, we're going to have them rap one of their favorite rounds from the battle, just so y'all can hear it live right now. But that's after we come back. All right, cool. Now, we're going to get into some music. I mean, for all y'all who don't know, I do music myself. So, of course, I'm going to play something for myself.
So
and then I'm going to play something for one of my artists named Sin the Saint. So check it out. The first joint is me. I rap, I sing, I do all kinds of shit. So we're going to get into that. And then that's called Orbit Love. Then after that, we're going to play something else. And that's from Sin the Saint. All right, clown. Fast Clown Radio, man. Holla at you.
Check. Yeah, I'm the rock and you the sun. Ain't no doubt about it, girl, you the one. You my baby girl, in my perfect world. You're worth diamonds and pearls, most precious thing in this world. I ain't never stunting these bitches. You gotta just keep healing your business. Keep hands in that kitchen, keep ready that kitten. Keep pleasing that kitchen, and jealousy is forbidden. You take a nigga to another place. I mean, I'm so gone, feeling like I'll be out of space. Shit, it's been so long since I've been moving at this pace. Don't want to be wrong, I don't need me another case. I'ma really give you my all. That summer, winter, that spring, and that fall. I'm always around if you should call. Cause it's us against the world, no matter, cause we
can
fall,
baby. Now you
can
keep the sun down. Who needs it with a smile like yours, baby? That's for real, baby, that's for real. I'm just saying,
baby.
I tell you, you the one, girl.
See, you the one, girl.
I fully know that nine couldn't kill these chicks' pride like you doing those heels. I'm just saying,
girl.
Baby, there's something out of this world about you, baby. Girl, and I want it. Know that I want it. When those hips sway, I just float away. I lose all gravity when I'm near you. Your love, extraterrestrial. Girl, nothing matters when I'm with you. My whole world revolves around you. Stuck in your orbit, love. Girl, if you leave, take me home with you. I hate to be too far from you. I'm loving your orbit, love.
Feeling like Alicia, let me sing to ya. Cause you don't know my name and it's killing me. Hey girl, where you from? Never seen you run away, girl. I know you like G's, I ain't talking cake, girl. Talking about real dudes, see it in your face, girl. Wrist watching, I said it's 12:45. Mind you staring at the face like you wanna know the time. She smiled, that's what the Mueller do. And baby girl, you got ass like it's muling you. And if it's mutual, maybe you, your crew could come with me, my team, and have a drink or two. Hit the dance floor, show me what you're thinking, boo. I'm like Bruce Leroy, can you show me some moves? Move, make it do what it do. Get in tune and groove with the V12. Now let's go.
Girl, nothing matters when I'm with you. My whole world revolves around you. Stuck in your orbit, love. Girl, if you leave, take me home with you. I hate to be too far from you. I'm loving your orbit, love.
Stuck in your orbit, love.
said these hoes matter. They really don't.
They really don't.
You say I fall in love, I really won't.
Really won't.
You think I'm here, but I'm really gone. So it's true, mom. It's really gone.
Where did you come from? Where they make you? I need a girl I can relate to. Someone who can tell me when I'm wrong and I'm just being faithful. Yeah, hard to replace you. Go back and forth and I say that I hate you. Fuck out my face. Now you want space and you arching your waist and you drop to your ankles. Addicted to money and women. Never got feelings about how you feeling. Don't really care about them niggas you chill with. Nope. I got girls to chill with too. And we be on the avenue doing them things you don't want me to do. I know you don't like it. I know you don't like it. Yeah, hard to fight what you feel. You can't deny it. My love is timeless. You can't rewind it. Yeah, I ain't perfect, but you know I'm trying to
can't
make it right.
Can't escape you now.
Make it right.
But I'm paralyzed.
Yeah.
Even though I want you now,
oh.
You're hard to find.
You know you're something else. You're something else. You're something else.
Telling on everything moving. I was in Austin, I was feeling real groovy. Shout out my boy Trey, he put on for Houston. I say, who on it with me? Pull up with Ben, got them drummers with me. Ready for war, like who coming with me? Got goons who feel like, what's the point of living? Niggas hoes, so what's the point of tripping?
Yes.
Crack a nigga head like a fortune cookie. You had a choice, pussy. What you up with, like noise, pussy.
Yeah.
My young niggas look up to me. Get a hand going for $1.50. No Thanksgiving,
hey.
I ate dinner. I ain't missing out on no meal.
No meal.
Patient, I'll wait for it. Cut a nigga face like steel.
Steel.
I'm so chill, I'm so about it. My music give me chills. Like damn, I'm so little, but I'm feeling like Shaquille
O'Neal.
If I go today, just know today you're in my will.
My fam,
my best friend, and my godson, he just like my kid.
Tristan.
I ain't going back to my old life. I'm in this shit for real.
I'm in it.
Try to take
winning.
That from me, nigga. It's kill or be killed.
What's up?
It's kill or be killed. I can't hold back, I gotta live life. Gonna get everything that I desire. Why you playing with stones if you don't like fire? What's the point of playing around? You ain't gonna own the title. I can't hold back, I gotta live life. Gonna get everything that I desire. Why you playing with stones if you don't like fire? What's the point of playing around?
Feeling themselves. I'd rather feel on myself than let you feel on my ass.
I got the chrome in the stash. I'm not no thug, I just know niggas who mad.
Whoa.
You pussies don't move how I move.
Yo. I was just trying to give y'all a little bit of that. I had just got my hands on that New Day's Low shit, so I was like, let me go ahead and drop that on there. But we back to business, Clown. Class Town Radio. Clown Sound Presents Class Clown Radio. Let me get used to saying this, don't worry. It'll happen a little bit smoother as we go along. But if y'all just tuning in, me and Ms. Lexi Chappelle, we had Citrus the Clock Table on and Viper Kane. They were both talking about the battle they had earlier, and I told y'all that I was going to let them bang out and let y'all hear their favorite round. So I don't know which one they're going to consider their favorite round, but I think we're going to let Citrus go first. And Citrus, you there?
I'm here.
Let's go.
All right. So let me hear that. Let me hear your favorite verse, man.
Okay. First, I'm going to start off by saying the verse that I'm coming at, that I'm coming with is from the third round. Now, I'm going to give y'all a little bit of history on what happened with that situation, and I'm glad I got Mr. New Blood on the phone, too, so he can verify and clarify everything. Now,
Yeah.
I didn't know that it was three rounds. Now, it was talked about in a battle rap chat, but I missed it. So when I sent New Blood the footage, I said, he said, yo, you're missing the third round. I'm like, a third round? He's like, yeah, y'all agreed to three rounds, or I think y'all did, I don't know. I'm like, I don't remember that. Like, so he sent me a snapshot of when it was brought up, and I'm like, damn, I missed that. So you got three rounds for me? And I only got two right now? What the fuck am I going to do? I got nervous. I wasn't scared. I was a little nervous. I calmed myself down. I said, look, I'm going to just go in the archives real quick and dig something out, and I did. And honestly, that third round is what I feel got me to win, because I feel my third verse was the best verse on both sides of the whole battle, I feel. But I wasn't even prepared for that third round. So, you know what I'm saying? That was crazy. But I just gave y'all a little history on what happened with that and all that. You know what I'm saying? But this was from the third round and all that. I said, hey, yo, even though I got shit, I don't ever pop shit. 4-4, bulldog, snub nose, hot shit. And I'm still on my grind. Thugging on my block shit. Stay away from niggas who ain't make it because they not shit. I'm my own man. Niggas can't be me. Like Stevie, niggas can't see me. I'm a G, motherfuckers can't G me. And I got Clippers in L.A., CP. Niggas snitched and they tell them go to PC. Coward nigga locked up for a DV. Cops clocking me and watching me like TV, because I move them choppers through your city like BG. I'm a live now knowing I'm a die, nigga. So when I go to hell, I won't ask why, nigga. But for now, I'ma just stay fly, nigga. Smoke a little weed, get high, then cry liquor. No, we never was the same, and we never will. Only thing my pops taught me was shoot to kill. Yeah, shit is real. I just speak what I feel. Waking up in the morning, dazed up and popping pills. Now, I ain't going wild out. I'd rather chill. Because they locking niggas up just to pay their bills. If we make a deal, shake hands, then it's sealed. I ain't going back on my word if it costs a will. Call the shots in this bitch like a boss for real. I send shots through this bitch, think you hard to kill. I like to spark and chill. I ain't with that extra shit, but if you bring that extra shit, I'm going to bring some extra clips. Yeah, I'm badder than Mick Jagger with more swagger. Bad bitch with big tits, her ass statter. My gun blow, your gut spill and brain splatter. Fuck y'all, I don't care, it don't matter. More cash and big bucks, what I'm after. Do it big like King Kong and crush Raptors. My aggression and way of thinking is a big factor. Tame to slaughter y'all lame niggas and weak rappers. If you ain't making moves, then it's hard to eat. When I caught my first body, it was hard to sleep. I don't really like talking, so I hardly speak. If you try to find my path, it'd be hard to seek. Yeah, I'm scarred and weak. Lord, give me strength. Stepped on the scene, mom's a queen, and she broke the prince. Now that prince a king, yeah, that boy a man. I'm just trying to paint a picture so y'all understand. I remember when the nigga wouldn't lend a hand. Now it's a rose gold carpet where niggas stand. Yeah.
Nice. That was the boy Citrus third round. The shit sound crazy. I mean, he had his little animations and all that. I can't really see all that right now. But the shit was definitely mean. I'ma let the boy Viper Kane actually go now and tell me what he think his best verse is.
Yo. Y'all hear me? Y'all good? We good?
Yeah, you good.
Okay. So, honestly, like, before I spit, I want to say, like, Citrus's third round outdid mine. In my opinion, the battle was kind of even to me. Because both our first rounds was crazy. Second round, and I'm going to spit this second round because I'll explain why I think my second round outdid it, and then his third round just came back like 10 times stronger than that. I got to give it to Citrus, like, for it being an impromptu round. That was hot. I got to get that to him. Funny story about my second round is when Shada said, I don't know if it was Shada or Lexi that suggested the third round. It's a three round.
I did.
Because I only had two. Okay, Shada. So he said, why don't y'all just do three rounds, like, you know, like a main event? And I was like, okay, because before I only had two rounds, and my Nine Circles of Hell theme wasn't anywhere in there. So when he said that and the trailer came out, I was like, dude, y'all literally took what I said for real, like literally. So I had no plans on doing it. So when I thought about it, I was like, okay, now I have to put him in the Nine Circles. So in the second round, what made everybody spaz out was the Nine Circles part and the Odin, Thor, and Loki. So my second round as follows. I say, I know I'm standing in my hometown, but watch me beat your ass across the border, nigga. I said, but it's okay, see, Oklahoma, nigga. Or would you drag your girl to the West Coast? For that wet work, she get wet up, then I like her, like a California nigga. Or I come visit you in New York on the East Coast. You know, get my slang up on Wall Street, like sausage on the pie, fuck your daughter, nigga. You know, sausage, pie, fuck your daughter. Anyway, you interrupt me on Facebook again, I'm going to let five burrow through your jersey. That's how you New Yorker, nigga. Or either or, that eat the score when the knives stretch you. When a chopper sneeze, all you hear is God bless you. But now, I'm going to take you to a place where God can't help you. So, welcome to the black case, nigga. Be sure it's of the act you are. Because being lost in limbo and having a lust for that goal will leave you in a gluttony of greed. And if you should lose, that could cause a lot of anger in your future. Here I see a lot of violence in this fraud, and that could lead to treachery. Now, for people who didn't get it, the Nine Circles of Hell are limbo, lust, gluttony, greed, anger, heresy, violence, fraud, treachery. And then I left them there. So I say, now we're talking about otherworldly shit, feast your ears on this fixture. If you don't pay what you owed in, you can't go east, west, north, or south, even though you thought you was good, because like Loki, I'm the trickster. Okay. That means I get to shoot whatever I see fit. So if you want to get wet up like life water, then so be it. And at that point, I know a lot of people had their head in their hands. I know I'm a mess. Y'all should see what I look like when I clean up, though. Lying so sharp, you could cut a rug. May I have this dance? Bars. And that was the body bag.
He didn't even explain the north, west, south shit. I mean, he didn't even go into that like he did in the video. But, I mean, it might go over some of y'all heads, man. But the man definitely thought about that, man.
So the thing with that was, if people watched the Avengers, people watched Thor, Odin, Thor, Loki, and then when I said it, I was like, okay, now I got to speed it up. I said, if you don't pay what you owe, then you can't go east, west, north, Thor, south, even though you thought you was there, because like Loki, I'm the trickster.
Right.
And people are probably asked out on that, like, what? Even my brother Rock called me a little while ago. He was like, dude, that Loki scheme was nice. I was like, don't steal that.
Right, don't take it, nigga. I want 700%, bro.
I want 700% of the earnings on that one. If you win the battle, I want you to shout me out. I want to be on stage when you say it, and you got to look at me when you say it, so they know I can't.
Facts.
But that battle was crazy. Like I said, lengthy shot of, you know what I'm saying. I feel like we could take this, you know, farther than any battle league has ever been. I mean, you got potentially two generals right here, one in New York, one in Chicago, that could skyrocket this one all over the globe.
There's no potentially. We have two generals that can help us get where we need to go, man. Like, that was the whole point, man. This is why I put my faith in y'all two motherfuckers. Like, I take my brain and actually turn it on for y'all trailer and for y'all video instead of just piecing it together like I was doing with everybody else, because I just see the potential in what y'all bring to the table. So y'all help this idea that we made, that came up with, really come to fruition. Like, so it was an incomplete thought without you two niggas. But now that we got y'all
right.
and all the elements that y'all bring, it just makes so much more sense right now. It's just like, cause, I mean, this is just y'all two. You haven't met the rest of the Cash Gang niggas. And I mean, he didn't really, like, mention it too tough, but there's two other people that Drew brought along when he came through the door, and he said me plus two. And they actually did their damn thing. I mean, Citrus went against one of them, and I went against the other one. They both showed out, and I mean, did what they had to do. But
well, for the people,
if y'all listen to this battle pass,
go ahead.
Talk about Mac real quick.
Ace is, shout out to Ace and shout out to Dale, a.k.a. Young Phantom. But Ace is actually, well, both of them are my artists. Like, I'm starting my own label, Dice Records. And Ace was brought to me by a mutual friend of ours in 2014. And he got his own crew, MAF, and Money and Family. Music and Family, it means a lot of stuff, but... so basically, music and family, money and family, you know what I'm saying? The big thing is family, and they, you know, they got a whole squad of people over there. So shout out to MAF and Ace and me, you know what I'm saying? Matter of fact, I'll send it to you, shout out, but we, you know, me, my boy XO, Ace, and Scorpio, we all did a remix to You Don't Need Know It, and then you can hear Ace go crazy on it. So he's a real...
I need that.
He's on the move. Yeah, I send it in. And he's on the move. He's doing big things, you know what I'm saying? And Ace is one of them cats that, you know what I'm saying, like me, he loves battles. So he constructs his bars around that. Dale, that's a little bro, you know what I'm saying? He been down with me, honestly, since my old Mafia days. Like, you know, when we had Dead Man Inc. as the label and Wolf and Hawk Hines. Like, he's been riding with me for, I swear, like 11, 12 years.
That's nice.
You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, he just renewed his contract not too long, like September or October or whatnot, last year. And then we're all, me, Prince Sincere, Charm, Benediction, Phantom, Lovely Rose, and God, I can't remember, but... I can't remember my sister Nene's name, but we all have TME, Too Many Enemies, Too Much Entertainment, you know what I'm saying? So shout out to TME, my label Dice Gang, shout out to my legacy crew, but those two cats are signed to me, and you know what I'm saying, we're doing big things as far as music goes. And if anybody checks out my music, at ViperKane13 at Twitter, look me up, The Viper Kane, on Facebook, and then you find my regular page. I'm sure they'll tag me, Drew Dene, and then on YouTube, Drew the Viper. And I promise you, about 30 seconds into listening to my song, your ears will bleed, because I'm horrible. I promise your ears will bleed. You'll be looking like, what is he talking about? Why is he so angry? Why? But I sent two songs to Shadow. Next time y'all call in,
it will definitely be up next week.
Yeah, A Tale of a Windy City that I covered to J. Cole's A Tale of Two Cities, because I love that song. That is my favorite J. Cole song,
okay.
Period. So I had to cover that. I was like, dude, I got to do a Chicago something to it. And then Ghost Stories. Ghost Stories is one of those lyrical things where I was very angry, and I just felt like saying a bunch of angry stuff. But it's lyrical.
Oh, okay.
So check that out.
But we definitely going to get that involved in the next segment, Jordan. And I mean, we're down to 5 minutes, so this hour kind of flew past, and it's crazy because we didn't even really get to chop it up more, but there's always more shows. I mean, this is just the introductory here. I want to give a good looking to Citrus and ViperKane for showing their ads, to showcasing their talent on our platform so that we can help grow this thing together, man. I mean, I'm just a simple New York nigga with a whole lot of dreams and aspirations, man. Just like Lexi's a simple Chicago girl with a lot of dreams and aspirations, trying to make it out this motherfucker and just put our flag down in this shit. But, yo, Citrus, I know you still there. My nigga Citrus live up the block, man. We've been through the same shit. And, we probably took the same buses. We probably was in the same basketball court. I might have dropped 30-something on him before. And don't
even problem. Or vice versa.
Never vice versa. But definitely.
I don't know. I think I've seen you in St. Mary's.
You
from Patterson,
you remember
my name. You was over there in St. Mary's. We're going to chop it up.
I was always in St. Mary's, though. That's definitely a fact. But if you was close to dropping 30 on me, then you remember a hard foul and probably an injury. I'm not about to let nobody drop 30 nothing on me, nigga. Fuck out of here. But, yo, like I said, y'all, this has been fun, man. I'm going to let Lexi give her last little minute rundown before we throw on that panda and get the hell up out of here. But holla at him, though.
Okay, like I said, you can find me Facebook, Lexi Chappelle, LexyShapow. Support the movement. Really appreciate you, New Blood, as my partner, as my friend, and all the guys that's coming and showcasing their shit and choosing to do it with us. I appreciate you guys, and that's it. Have a good night.
All right, word, yo, man. Y'all hold it down, man. Thanks for listening to Class Clown Radio. Another shout out to my homie Brooklyn Black, Pregame Radio, for making this possible for us, man. The big homie right there. He's really been putting in his groundwork. I mean, he also has a radio show on his joint that y'all can check out. He's a real hip-hop head. He loves real hip-hop music. Y'all make sure y'all fuck with us. I'm not the only show here. Y'all can always click on here and listen to somebody saying something that you want to hear right here on Blog Talk Radio. But like I said, this is Class Clown Radio. I hope y'all like this first joint. And we're going to get out of here with the Brooklyn nigga, man. The boy Designer with that Panda. Because that's my shit right now. That's just how I'm feeling. But holla at everybody, man. Yo, if y'all fuck with Clown Town, you know we got the CC popping off and good old conference calls, man. I know y'all used to these by now. But I'm going to tell y'all the number real quick for the Clown Town conference call. Just in case any of y'all want to keep fucking talking to us or something, y'all could jump on the joint. That's 563-999-2090. Once again, 563-999-2090. The extension is 687-580. All right, 687-580. Holla at us. We're going to be on there all night. Maybe not all night, but until all of us decide, we're going to be narcoleptic and fall asleep. Class Clown Radio, New Blood, shout out, American Flyboy, a.k.a. NASCAR, a.k.a. that nigga. Three gangs in the building. BX, stand the fuck up.
Panda. I got broads in Atlanta, just a dolly in the family, credit cards in the scammers, hitting the licks in the banner, legacy, family, way and see, look like a panda, going out like a Montana, honey killers on the helmet, legacy, family, way and see, family, pockets full, Danny, selling ball, candy, man on the macho like Randy, the chopper go out for granted, big nigga full of your family, boogie killers on the scammers, I got broads in Atlanta, switched to the D in the family, credit cards in the scammers, hitting the loose in the van, legacy, family, way and see, look like a panda, going out like a Montana, honey killers on the hammer, legacy, family, way and see, family, package full, Danny, selling ball, candy, man. Man, I done bought you like Randy. The chopper go out for Grammy. This nigga pull up your family. Poker killers understand me. Panda, 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 panda. I get broads in Atlanta, switch to Venus shit, sipping Fanta. Credit cards in the scammer, wake up beside your shit, let it down. Over to Lady shit, they be answering rent, I know we clapping shit. I be pulling us up in the fantasy shit. I got plenty of stuff for Bugatti, but look how I try this shit. Legacy, Fanta, why is he killing no comma? Pop a perk, I got signed a gorilla, they come and kill you with bananas. From villains, I feel it, pull up in the Fanta. No niggas, they come and kill you on the comma. The Broly is dancing bigger than the pound, they go out to the Grammy, but pull of your pound, pull up, I'ma flip it. I got bitches, pull up in the giddy. I got niggas that count for digits, say you make you a lot of new money. No killers, pull up in the end of baby. CCDD, pull up in the killer, baby. Call a filler, pull up, gon' fill it, baby. Niggas up in the baby, gon' drill it, baby. Fuck, we gon' kill it, baby. Get it. I got broads, yeah, I get it. I got cards, yeah, I shit it. This how I live. Did it all for a ticket. I play the bombs when he spinning, the Bobby's spinning. Chapter Dawn doing business, in the rave, fucking up shit that she doing the feeling.